This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being with us. Serious tone today. We've got Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. And it's not pretty. There are about 100 bushfires in Queensland and North South Wales. And Gwyneth, what are you facing? Or New South Wales, I should say. New South Wales. What are you facing?
Well, we're facing tomorrow the fire danger rating tomorrow is, for our area, is catastrophic. The government has shut and evacuated the state park, which is about 4 kilometres up the road. They've also decided to close the public training camp in the nearby town and order all the inmates to go home for the day. So there's not going to be no school tomorrow for everybody who's, you know, young people and children are in the high school or the college, which is down the road. So basically the word that I got was it's going to be the worst fire danger since 2008 when we had the Black Saturday bushfires here in Victoria. But the temperature is going to be over 40 degrees centigrade, so whatever that is in Fahrenheit, I don't know. I think probably about 115, I'm guessing, with 90 kilometre an hour winds, so probably about 70 mile per hour winds all day from the north.
It's 104.
What was that?
It's 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, 104. Okay.
Yeah.
And all it's going to take is some idiot with a cigarette lighter, and the whole place is going to go sky high, which is not a nice prospect for me because we don't have a car, and there's nowhere in particular that we could go, and so I'm stuck here on the land. And we're going to have to prepare as best we can for, you know, and pray to God that everything will be okay. Because at the moment, from what I can see, I can't see any bushfires at the moment. You know, I don't know of any at the moment. But like I say, it's just that the place is a tinderbox out there and the wind is already picking up, but that's not unusual. We get a high number of wind days here, but it's that certain combination of just low humidity, really, really dry heat and high winds and living in a eucalyptus forest. And people say, well, why don't you just move? Because this is our place. This is where we live. And I've been in Australia for so long that, you know, when you're in a place and when you can't just leave. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, it happens all over the United States as well. If you go to Virginia, you'll see some of the big names in the phone book, like, for example, Jones is a big name, J-O-N-E-S. And, you know, the Jones family lives in Virginia and, you know, little hamlets all over Virginia, and no one will move because they all live there. They're just going to stay because no one's going to be the first to leave, so everybody stays. And people generally like where they live for the most part. That's why people don't buy farms. That's why we can't get more than one person interested in considering buying a farm for, you know, trying for years and years. That's absolutely correct. People don't want to move. So my understanding is right now firefighters in Australia, as of a couple of days ago, are battling more than 100 bushfires in New South Wales and Queensland. Thousands have already been evacuated. Officials have warned that it could be catastrophic, their words, not mine, conditions on, today and yesterday in the country's largest city and in Hunter. And according to, they say, temperatures can reach 100 degrees, which is what you said, 104. It looks pretty serious. It looks like there's plenty of tinder on the ground. It looks like the tinder is dry, and it looks to me like the flames are 40 feet high. The flames are 40 feet high. Yeah.
I've actually been close to a bushfire of that size in my life. By close to, I mean maybe a couple of hundred, 100, 200 yards from such a bushfire. And what happened was, this was when my older boy was a toddler, and we were living on a place called Russell Island in Queensland, and the bushfire that we were watching, actually, was on North Stradbroke Island, which was about 100 metres across the water. With a shipping lane basically between us and this absolutely massive bushfire that wiped out half of North Stradbroke Island, with, as you say, flames 40 and 50 feet high. And so there was just, and there, the wind was blowing towards us, and there were embers blowing from the fire across the top of the mangroves, over the top of the water, and we had our children at the time. Archie was alive, and so he had his five children, and we had little, we had Connor was a toddler of about two, and I think I was either, I think I was heavily pregnant with Theo at that time. So we were all stomping out embers because the embers were blowing across from this massive bushfire across this shipping lane of about 100 metres wide, which is called the Kanaika Passage, and landing on the dry grass on our island. And once again, we had nowhere to go. We could not have gone anywhere except into the water, which is, while the children and I were stomping out embers, I said, Archie, you better get the boat, which was a power boat that we had, and put it in on the boat ramp because we might have to get out of here. And he said, Jenny, that's a really good idea. So while we were busy putting the embers out that were blowing across, he was busy getting the boat ready for an evacuation. Before we needed to evacuate, the fire service came and put that bushfire out, which was, I'm really thanking God for that. What people say about a fire of that magnitude sounding like a freight train, that's exactly what it sounds like. And it was not a pretty sight. It was actually a pretty terrifying sight to see. And if that water hadn't been there, it would have been across to us in a flash. Yeah, but fortunately the water was there. But even so, we had to deal with the Ember attack. And that's one of the things that we've got to think about tomorrow. You know, I've got a mental list of things that I will have to do pretty well as soon as the sun comes up and in the early part of the morning, probably heading towards noon. And these are things that will help to make our house a little bit more ready. And after that, it's a matter of pray to God, basically, because we haven't got a car. We can't evacuate. And even if we did have a car, that wouldn't necessarily be wise to evacuate because, like I say, there would be nowhere in particular we could go. It's not necessarily going to be safer anywhere else because where we are, it's one vast eucalyptus forest, basically, for, you know, scores of kilometres in every direction. And, I mean, you could say, well, there's farmers' paddocks. That's the other option that we could do is we could flee to the big grass farmers' paddock over the road, which is several hundred acres. That's the other place that we could flee to. That's fairly open, and there's really nothing to burn there because he grazes his sheep on it all the time. And but the other place that we would have as an emergency location would be our farm dam, which is in Australia, when they say a farm dam, what they mean is a farm pond. Okay. So it's a reservoir that we have. At the moment, it's holding maybe about 2 million litres of water, and it's maybe about, 5 feet, 6 feet deep with a muddy bottom. But we would go in there, and it has high dirt wall all the way around it. And so we would go in there and basically just have our heads out of the water, and when the fire came across, Theo and I would basically put our heads under the water and just have our mouths out of the water and our noses out of the water and splash the water across our faces. And what that will do, it will create a mist, which for one thing will make the water a bit more breathable. So it will cool the air, make it a bit more breathable. And it also actually generates some oxygen. And that was a trick, actually, that I just learnt today from an old-timer who is a retired naval guy. Yeah, he used to be in the Navy, and he said that when he was a young sailor, he had an old salt give him that piece of advice that if he ever found himself on a burning ship, that he should jump in the water and have his face just almost, almost under the water and keep splashing the water into a fine mist above his head. And that apparently works, and that there have been people that have saved their lives that way. But other jobs that I'll have to do is I have to block up the gutters with plastic bags and fill the gutters with water. Okay, that's so that if there are hot coals that land in the gutters...
Tell you what, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is the second time we have broadcasted live with wildfires approaching. Several years ago, we broadcasted with Stan Dale, and wildfires were approaching his home in Colorado. And now they're approaching Gwyneth Isaac's home and farm in Australia. And I just wanted to mention something to you. So I went to the internet and during the break, and I typed in Stan Dale. Stan as in Stanley. Dale, D-E-Y-O. Search engine comes up with San Diego Zoo, first hit. And I typed in bushfires in Australia before the broadcast started. And I get first search result. You can buy it now, right now on eBay. You can buy bushfires right now on eBay. The search engines are manipulated toward commerce more than ever. It's hard to find out what you're looking for. It's harder. And that's just a side comment. Very serious what we're talking about today. And I have a feeling that hardly anyone listening to this broadcast has experienced nor knows someone who has experienced a wildfire as close as 2 miles away. That's how close it is to Gwyneth right now. It's 2.5 miles away. That's 4 kilometers.
Wow. Is there a wildfire 2.5 miles away?
Well, if you said 4 kilometers, then it's 2.5 miles.
Is that at the Kiura State? No, they've said they've shut the state park as a precaution.
Okay. And that's 2.5 miles?
No, they haven't said that there's a wildfire there.
Okay.
But they've said that they've shut it as a precaution. In other words, they don't want a lot of city people in there who haven't got a clue.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the reality is... Yeah.
Four kilometers.
That's who comes to visit.
4 kilometers is 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
So, class, here's what we've done, and I don't mean to minimize what Gwyneth is saying. I just want to put an exclamation point on it. So we live on a dirt road, and during the drought season, it's, you know, it can be a lot of fires. And our fire department, they're known as a foundation savers. What a foundation saver is the foundation is probably the only thing that doesn't burn other than a chimney. And by the time they're done, that's all that you have left around here is a foundation. And we had a wildfire a couple of years ago. And we could see the plumes of smoke. We could see that it was pretty substantial. And we prepared, and we have garden hoses attached to a well pump, attached to a solar panel and battery backup. So even if the grid is down, like, you know, like in California where you try to put out your own fire and they shut off the electricity and you can't do much, well, we have a generator. We have a way of, you know, powering our well. And we keep fire hoses at the ready all the time. All the time. And we prevent them from freezing. And I suggest that you do the same thing if you think that you might be in a situation where you have a fire coming toward you. So we have brass nozzles detached from the fire hoses, opened up in little holders that I've made, fabricated little holders, right next to the fire hoses so they will not freeze if it rains and then it gets cold or it snows. And we have commercial rubber fire hoses, top quality, attached to every fire hydrant. A hydrant is like a 3 or 4 or 5 foot long pipe that goes into the ground, and the shutoff valve is underground where it won't freeze. And we have disconnected hoses at the ready, positioned so that water will not enter them. They have been drained so that there's no water to freeze in the bottom of, you know, the lowest point of the hose, and plug up the hose because that will shut the flow of water. So we have them all over the farm at the ready, 24 hours a day. And I bought a used bulldozer, I don't know, for maybe $3,500 for a used bulldozer so that we can, if there's a fire, fire that thing right up and try to put out whatever we can and prevent and clear paths so that the fire won't blow our way. Because when we did have a wildfire, I called the fire department, and frankly, they can't help. They cannot help. So right now, about 100 bushfires in Australia, as Gwyneth's been talking about. And when we come back, I'd love to hear more about what do you do to breathe, not get burned in a situation. What do you need to do? Because it's happening in the United States and Australia. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A fourth day of impeachment hearings has begun in the U.S. House. Today's hearing featuring, among others, U.S.-EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was put in charge of overseeing Ukraine policy. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee airing Republican grievances about the entire process.
The Democrats have zeroed in on an anonymous whistleblower complaint that was cooked up in cooperation with the Democrats on this very committee. They lied to the American people about that cooperation, and refuse to let us question the whistleblower to discover the truth.
Federal prosecutors have announced they are charging former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh with 11 counts of fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. She faces up to 175 years in prison if convicted on all of those counts. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
TV,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, I think jumping in the pond is a brilliant idea. Splashing your face is a brilliant idea. And of course, you know, you want to make sure there's not a lot of bacteria in that pond. And then you'd want to cover your face with maybe a t-shirt or, you know, a cotton shirt, so you can have a wet shirt filter the air as you breathe it. That that might be important as well. And of course, you know, cover your body as much as possible to protect you from the flames and the heat and the burning embers and flying embers. All of that is critical.
Yep. When I was a little girl, what I used to do, I used to play this game when I was having my bath called jellyfish. That's what I called it as a little girl, where you get a wet flannel, you know, a wet washcloth, and you would fill it with water and you would make a bubble and then you would gather it up underneath and it would be like a bubble in the water and you could pull it down and you could see all the bubbles come up off of it as the air escaped. Now, I'm thinking that it might, that might be a good idea to do, to wet a piece of cloth, like a sheet or something, and make it into a bubble in the water so that you're underneath it. That's just something that just occurred to me just now. So just remembering that childhood game that I used to play, that might be a good way of doing that, Vincent, because that would be the wet cloth and it would be the filter and it would also give you a bit of an air cavity. Does that make sense?
Yes, and something else, as you were saying that, I was thinking about back in the 1950s in the United States, we had automobile air cleaners that were different from the current type. Let me just describe the theory, because you can implement this on the fly. I have to think about exactly what common items you would use to make this happen. But before we had paper air filters, we had an air filter that was called an oil bath air filter. And the way this worked is there was the air running into a chamber would run straight down. It would be forced to go vertically down into an oil bath. And what would happen is then the air going into the carburetor would have to do a U-turn, go straight down, and then do a 180-degree turn and go straight up. And the particulates could not make the U-turn, and they would get trapped in the bath of oil. So I'm thinking that if you could fabricate something like that using water, so as you breathe, the air that would, and I'm thinking maybe a soda bottle kind of a thing, the air would go straight down to the bottom of the water bottle, and then it would have to do a U-turn, and maybe in 1 inch, the air would have to do a U-turn and go straight up, and then you could breathe that, and the particulates would not be able to make that U-turn. That might work for you. That's very hard to describe this on the air.
That might be a possibility, but you would have to have something like that made up ahead of time.
Yeah,
and I'm
like
not sure
now.
How much time we would have. Maybe that's something that we could do if we had like half an hour to spare or something.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But in the meantime, there's a lot of other practical things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to block up the gutters pretty well as soon as the sun comes up. So we'll finish this broadcast at 4 a.m. And so I'll go and get about 90 minutes sleep. And as soon as it's light enough to basically operate out there, I'll go out and I'll start getting ready. And I'll get the drain pipe on the gutters. I'm going to stuff plastic bags in a tight ball down the drain pipe and basically fill the gutters with water. And what that does is if embers come across and land in the gutters, they're going to be put out by the water. So they're not going to get a chance, or the chance of them blowing up into the roof cavity is going to be a lot less. And likewise, there's a number of places where sparrows and that have nested in the roof cavities. There's not a lot I can do about that. But what I can do is I can splash water up underneath the eaves so that all underneath the eaves is damp. And once again, that helps to reduce the chance of ember attack. And basically wetting the ground all around the outside of the house. If I get time to, clear the space around the outside of the house, but even just if you wet the ground around the outside of the house, the chances are that if an ember lands there, you're going to have a little bit more time to run across and put it out. Does that make sense?
It does. And I was buying lumber one day at a local lumber mill, and I just happened to be talking to this guy, and he, I guess he figured out that I had a non-Missouri accent. He said, "So where are you from?" And I said, "Virginia." He said, "Where do you live now?" And I told him where the farm was. He goes, "Oh, yeah, I know that farm. I know the guy that owned that. Yeah, I've been all over that farm. I had a bulldozer, and he hired me because we had some wildfires in the area. And he hired me to bulldoze a fire break." He said, "So I know exactly where your farm is." And he's never paid me, but I built your fire break. And literally what he did was try to prevent fuel from being between where the fire was coming from and our farm before we brought it. And that fire break is still there. And it's important to prepare, and it's important to think of the unthinkable, you know, things that you don't expect to happen. Because 2 weeks ago, this was probably not high on anyone's radar. Maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, it probably wasn't high on, you know, it's always a possibility. But there are a lot of things that can go wrong. And Gwyneth, here's what I'm hearing from you right here, right now, live, that there's nobody to call, and there's nobody coming. Is that right?
Yeah, basically. So we've got to figure it out for ourselves. The thing is, there's a lot of long-term planning things that have already been done. The people who built this house actually knew what they were doing a long time ago when they built this place. They were clever enough to figure out what direction that fires were probably going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the directions is likely, you know, to be a direction of fire attack. On that side of the house, there's sitting an enormous water tank, a big, 17,500-liter cistern, which is our drinking water. And I've since installed another one next to it. And that's useful. It's made of plastic. But the thing is, it's such an enormous thermal mass that even if a bushfire came through and melted the plastic, the water would just go everywhere. And that would be an instant protection for the house from that side. Because the danger with this type of bushfire, it's called crowning. That's what they call it here. We live in a eucalyptus forest, and there's a number of different kinds of bushfire that we can get. One of them is a grass fire type fire. The other one is a fire, which is a firestorm that's crowning. That's what the local terminology is there. It means that the fire has gotten into the crowns of the gum trees, the eucalyptus trees, and is jumping from tree to tree. Okay? In such a situation, fire breaks don't actually do a lot of good because nothing actually does a lot of good. So maybe having your gutters full of water and having all around the outside of your house damp, moistened, buckets of water just splashed everywhere, maybe that's going to do some good. But in such a situation where you've got a crowning forest fire, bushfire coming through, it creates its own weather. It creates its own wind systems, and it creates fire tornadoes, and there's really nothing that can protect you against one of these things. And that's one of the directions that the fire is going to come from. They put the water tank, and they use the water tank to shield the house from that direction from fire, which I think is very clever. You know, just sitting here looking at it and thinking, I'm actually looking out my window at the direction that the fire would come from, one of the directions. The other direction that it would likely come from They've put a big trucking turnaround of bare ground for about 100 feet across. So we've got about 100 feet of clear space between that, you know, between the forest on the other side of the trucking turnaround and our house. So it is a fire break. And then going down to the road, they've got the driveway going down to the road, which is probably about 10 or 12 feet wide, sometimes quite a bit wider. But the actual track part itself would probably mostly be 8 to 10 feet wide, which is once again going to act as a fire break for any, fires that come from that direction. But the direction that we aren't really that protected from is from the north. That's the least likely direction for fire to come from because it's uphill. And normally fires don't burn uphill. But I was out there tonight and I actually am a little bit concerned because the wind's actually blowing from the north. And if we get that 70 mile per hour northerly blowing tomorrow, it's not going to matter if it's uphill, because the wind is going to blow from that direction anyway. And if there's a fire upwind of us, it's going to blow it onto our place. And but once again, there is quite a bit of cleared area to the immediate north of our house and track. But if by sense, I mean this. You go outside and you have a look, you smell, you observe, you see, are there embers, is there smoke, is there wildlife fleeing,
right.
You know?
Because they know.
The forest is full of kangaroos, cockatoos, wallabies.
Gwyneth, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, is that you, Vincent?
Yeah. I was just talking about a documentary called Fire in Paradise. It's a Netflix documentary. It's 40 minutes. And it shows what these wildfires are like. It shows what could happen to Gwyneth being absolutely, positively trapped. No place to go. And it shows that this is real footage. This isn't made up. This isn't Hollyweird. This is a documentary, Fire in Paradise, on Netflix. And I suggest you all watch it. And what happened was there was some mandatory evacuations, and people said, okay, yep, got it, we're going to go. And they put some children on a school bus because they were evacuating to school. And the teachers didn't want to go. They didn't want to get on the bus, but they figured, wow, you know, the closest people to these children, these young children, were the teachers. So the teachers felt a moral obligation to get on the bus. And then they found out that the cars in front of them were stuck because they couldn't go forward. Now everybody's stuck. You know, so the first car gets stuck for whatever reason. Now everybody's stuck, and the fire's coming on 360 degrees. And they were literally encircled. And what they had to do is lie down in a parking lot, get away from the vehicles, and lie down in an empty parking lot, and that's how they survived. And that's what you're talking about doing, Gwyneth. You're talking about not necessarily a parking lot, but what is an area that's not going to burn too well? Well, that's going to be the pond. And so that is the place to go. You need to get low, and you need to make sure that you're below the fire, because it's cooler below the fire than it is above the fire. And it's serious business, class. This is serious.
Yeah.
So
the other possible option is that we have a farmer who has his farm directly across the road from us, And he has big open sheep paddocks, big open fields for his sheep to live on. They don't have really a lot of grass on them, and they don't have very many eucalyptuses either. And these fields or paddocks would be maybe, you know, a couple hundred acres for one field. So the other option would be if we, you know, had time, we could run down the driveway and basically stand in the middle of, or not stand, you know, lie down in the middle of the farmer's field. And, you know, normally I don't like going, I don't like trespassing on my neighbour's land, but this is a matter of life and death, and I think that he would understand. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Of course he would understand. And, you know, there are no rules in this kind of an emergency, none whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if he were there and your farm were the safe haven, you would welcome him, I'm certain, to your farm, to safety.
That's
and that's what happens. And we're talking about anything goes. Class, in California, there are people hooked up to medical equipment that runs on electricity. And the California Power Company shut off the electricity and killed people. Because greater good in their mind, the greater good in their mind was to prevent it from getting worse. So people have died. And can we prove it? No. But we know that this happened. We know it for a fact. We know that clinics, you know, where people were being treated for emergencies, they were shut down because the electricity was down. How are you going to be treated without all the electrical medical devices that are used in clinics today and in hospitals? It's going to be really tough. So there were deliberate disconnects of the electric system. And if you have a well, and if you're putting the fire out and you're using the well to keep your roof from burning down and spraying water on your own house, and then the electricity goes down, then your well stops pumping water. Now what? So class, think about these things, because it looks like the world is headed toward almost a universal set of calamities. Fire is a big one, and it's really hard to outrun fires. And, you know, trees are really contain a lot of BTUs in terms of energy. I think you'd be better off in a field that just has, you know, low-eaten grass, not much fuel. You want to get away from fuel, especially combustible things like cars, trucks, and fuel tanks, and propane cylinders for gas grills and things like that go boom. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.